The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Human growth hormone scams. As everyone is learning about the immense potential benefits of HGH hormone replacement therapy, there are a lot of misunderstandings in regard to what forms of treatment actually work, and how to legally get a prescription for treatment. There are many people that don't understand that only certain forms of human growth hormone are effective. There are others that may be thinking about subversive methods of obtaining HGH for themselves. The goal of this article is to outline some of the realities of human growth hormone, what works, what doesn't, and what you should do if you want to get your own. Human growth hormone pills. A lot of websites and nutrition centers offer HGH pills. Some of these pills claim to offer real human growth hormone in capsule form. Other supplements claim that these treatments are just as good as those that you can get with a prescription. We want to emphasize that there is no pill out there on the market that can offer real HGH in a pill. There is also no pill out there which can reliably and realistically increase your human growth hormone levels, much less restore them to normal. Why don't HGH pills work? There certainly are some hormones that can be taken orally. One specific example of a hormone which can be taken orally is melatonin. Human growth hormone, on the other hand, is not one of those hormones. The reason why is quite simple, really. HGH cannot survive the process of ingestion because of the size and structure of the human growth hormone molecule. Hydrochloric acid and other digestive forces in the stomach tear apart the bonds of the hormone and convert it from an active hormone into what are known as peptide fragments. Peptide fragments are literally little broken pieces of hormones which are rendered inert. These peptide fragments then circulate to the liver, where they are broken down into processable chunks. Sometimes these peptide fragments can increase human growth hormone levels somewhat, but these minuscule benefits are paired with some pretty significant medical side effects. The liver isn't designed to process high levels of these fragments, and the liver is a very sensitive organ. If you take HGH pills for an extended period of time, this can contribute to liver damage, which is either slow to heal or in some cases irreversible. Human growth hormone sprays. Other companies, especially certain unscrupulous websites, offer HGH sprays which they advertise are able to increase human growth hormone levels in the bloodstream. Purveyors of these human growth hormone sprays tend to offer a more scientific pitch than those that sell growth hormone pills. The logic appears sound. Because human growth hormone breaks down when it enters the digestive system, these HGH sprays work by bypassing the digestive system altogether. HGH sprays are supposed to be sprayed either up the nose or into the soft membrane at the back of the mouth. The human growth hormone is then supposed to slip through the mucous membrane and directly enter the bloodstream. Why don't HGH sprays work? Human growth hormone sprays don't work because HGH is simply unable to pass through mucous membrane barriers. There are many medical treatments which can be effectively delivered in this way. The mucous membranes have a very high capacity for absorption. The mucous membranes are not permeable enough for human growth hormone to pass through, however. HGH is actually the single largest hormone that the human body can produce. It is 191 amino acids in length. Because of this, there is only one single way that HGH can pass into the body whole, via injection. In the body, human growth hormone is produced by the pituitary gland and circulates throughout the bloodstream to its various activation sites. At no point during this process does HGH ever actually leave the bloodstream. HGH injections work because this form of delivery bypasses all of the body's defenses, delivering pure growth hormone directly to the body. HGH hormone replacement therapy isn't dangerous, but it doesn't take an endocrinologist to understand that human growth hormone production is so vital that it shouldn't be simply and easily influenced by environmental influences. Don't rely on supplements to boost HGH. Human growth hormone supplements simply don't work. Many people want to find a shortcut so that they can bypass HGH hormone replacement therapy and find a cheap and simple way to boost their growth hormone levels. Supplements often contain a grab bag of amino acids and peptide chains which purport to increase HGH production. Although some amino acids, such as arginine and L-citrulline, can have a positive effect upon human growth hormone production, these benefits are not pharmaceutical quality and will not provide the surefire benefits afforded by real bioidentical growth hormone HRT. Many of these supplements take a more-is-better approach, sometimes loading up with more than a dozen different ingredients which they claim are a special formula, guaranteed to increase your HGH secretion. The problem is that many of the ingredients that these companies claim boost growth hormone production are the same peptide fragments that can damage your liver. In a way, all they've done is pre-digest HGH for you, giving you the potentially harmful byproducts. Foreign HGH is illegal. Some people try to get real human growth hormone from black market sources. We have to recommend heavily against this course of action, and not just because we offer legitimate HGH hormone replacement therapy solutions. Since the early 1990s, human growth hormone has been a heavily regulated substance. During the 80s, human growth hormone was frequently used as a form of performance-enhancing drug. After some high-profile Olympic runners were busted at the end of the decade, Congress decided to take steps to protect national and international athletics from the influence of PEDs. The resulting laws created significant limitations in regard to the sale, distribution, and prescription of human growth hormone. One significant change in the law was that HGH could no longer be prescribed for off-label uses. Most drugs offer secondary and tertiary benefits which are not always recognized by the FDA. Viagra was originally conceived and could still be used under certain circumstances as a blood pressure control medication, for example. After the laws changed, it became much harder to get human growth hormone for reasons not associated with its primary indications. Today in the United States, HGH hormone replacement therapy has three particular indications: the treatment of idiopathic short stature in children and adolescents, the treatment of HIV-related muscle atrophy, and to restore healthy HGH levels in children and adults with growth hormone deficiency. Because of this, there are a lot of people that are left outside of the bubble of legitimate and legal use. Although human growth hormone is not an anabolic steroid, it does produce a number of anabolic effects upon the body of even healthy individuals. Because of this, there are a lot of men and women which seek out illegal forms of human growth hormone. Two of the most popular means of getting illegal HGH is through illegal distributors from Mexico and China. This is a dangerous proposition for a number of reasons. First, unlike physician-monitored bioidentical human growth hormone replacement therapy, there are no guarantees regarding the safety and the efficacy of the medication. Human growth hormone is incredibly sensitive to adverse temperatures and agitation, and there are no guarantees that your medication was shipped properly. Also, these black market sources of HGH often deliver counterfeit versions of the drugs. Many of these dealers have no interest in repeat customers and are only looking to swindle unknowing customers. Even if you are buying real HGH, many forms of illicit human growth hormone which originate in North America are synthesized in what amounts to no better than a kitchen sink laboratory. In these cases, you also run the risk of taking contaminated batches of HGH. All of these pitfalls of illegal HGH don't even take into account the fact that the United States levies heavy fines and even jail time for the possession of human growth hormone. If you only have enough for yourself, you'll likely face a big fine. But if you have a lot of HGH, you could easily be spending a while in prison. The only legal HGH is from a qualified physician. If you're over the age of 30 and you are interested in human growth hormone for age-related HGH deficiency, the only way that you can legally acquire it is by proving your physiological need for the hormone to a qualified medical professional. If you are under the age of 30 and you do not have any direct medical need for human growth hormone, then there is no way to legally obtain HGH for your own use. This is for the best, however. If you do not suffer from human growth hormone deficiency, the risks of HGH abuse will outweigh the costs. For patients that have a legitimate need for growth hormone, the potential for serious side effects is very small, and minor side effects can be easily treated. For individuals that choose to abuse human growth hormone, however, the risk of experiencing side effects increases significantly. Symptoms of human growth hormone deficiency. Human growth hormone deficiency has a number of symptoms which can have a detrimental effect upon your ability to live and enjoy life. These symptoms include fatigue, decreased muscle mass, increased fat accumulation, depression, gradually weakening immune system, slow healing and rehabilitation, hypertension, osteoporosis, decreased flexibility, abnormally aging and wrinkling skin, general cognitive decline, and foggy memory. The more of these symptoms that you are experiencing, the more likely that you are suffering from HGH deficiency and would benefit from receiving restorative growth hormone replacement therapy. The Conscious Evolution Institute for Safe and Legal Growth Hormone Therapy. If you think you may be suffering from human growth hormone deficiency, the Conscious Evolution Institute can help. Our medical clinic specializes in hormone replacement therapy, including human growth hormone, sermorelin acetate, testosterone, and HCG. Our trained and professional staff of clinicians and physicians can provide remote diagnostic services and prescriptions utilizing our nationwide network of affiliate medical professionals. Just by giving us a call, we can quickly arrange for your physical and blood sample. In just a few short days, we'll receive the test results from your blood testing and be able to combine that with your medical history and physical in order to determine the best course of action to correct your hormone balance. We can do all of this without even interrupting your daily routine. Our affiliate physician can meet on your terms, home or office, and provide you with face-to-face diagnostic care required to provide an accurate diagnosis of your current status and needs. After we have written your prescription, we can arrange to have your hormone replacement therapy shipped right to your door. Remember, if you actually have a need for human growth hormone, don't look for shortcuts. Absolutely nothing will benefit you like the real thing. This article is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV.